the Chargers and the New York Giants have exchanged their draft picks. Eli Manning and Philip Rivers.
He was the number one player on our board, and if you're looking for quality, that's the direction that you go in. This is a young player with great ability, and he was within striking distance for us, and we took
him. Let me warmly introduce now officially a member of the New York Football Giants, quarterback.
He had been scouted for a long time. Ernie had spent a lot of time looking at, studying, gaining as much information as he possibly could about Eli. Obviously, the family, his dad, Peyton, but now comes along the youngest, and certainly a very, very talented young man in his own right. Had shown the qualities of leadership, had shown the ability to win. I told them that, even in that first minicamp, guys, we're gonna compete for the job. We're going to play this out, and we'll make a decision going forward as to who would be the starter. The decision was made that Kurt would start, and Kurt did start and played well. And then we got into a little bit of a nothing was going and nothing was happening. I made the decision after the seventh game that Eli would become the starter.
But for Eli Manning, success would not come early or easily.
He looks, he starts to run. Oh, he's hit! Manning was nearly separated from his senses.
And welcome to the NFL, Eli Manning.
Wasn't pleasant for Eli. How frustrating it was for him sitting in my office the next day saying, Coach, I want to be so good. I'm disappointed in the way I played and da-da-da-da, but I want it so badly, I'll get it, and I can still see him there.
It's a learning process, and really the best way to learn is to get that experience. Make those mistakes, and you learn from the mistakes. And you come in as a rookie quarterback, and the head coach is always going to be a little nervous because the guy who's supposed to be the leader, the guy who's supposed to know everything, is a rookie. He doesn't know everything. So at the beginning, Coach Coughlin was making me draw up every single blitz that the team had done and what protections we were going to use to pick up those blitzes, and I had to draw it and turn it into him every week. And he would grade me and look at him, and that's kind of the way the relationship started, him challenging me and kind of forcing me to learn as quickly as possible, or helping me learn as quickly as possible.
Manning takes the snap, drops back, throws it over the middle, touchdown, Shockey! Let the record show, Eli Manning's first touchdown pass goes to Jeremy Shockey.
I thought it was important for me to get some playing time that first year. I think just playing those last seven games, I kind of started getting my feel a little bit, just getting the timing, getting what plays I like, what's my style, what throws do I make the best, what am I comfortable with guys doing and getting through my reads.
Manning drifts, throws to the end zone, touchdown, with 5 seconds to go.
That was big for me, my confidence, I think the players and their confidence around me.
Manning being mobbed on the Giants' side.
It was important to me to kind of take that into the offseason and into that following season.